Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Interesting guest. A little different angle here. I think you'll like this. Mark Chastain is in the studio with me. He is president of Reunion Bank. And you may have noticed some construction if you're going down Granada Boulevard here in Ormond Beach that they are putting in a brand new bank. Now, they're going to be my neighbor across the street. So ask Mark to come in, talk to me about what he's up to with the bank. And also, we have another event we need to talk about. So, but first, welcome, Mark. Thanks for being here and being on the program.
Thank you for having me, David. I appreciate it.
You've got to carry this because I'm just getting over a bad flu where I lost my voice for 2 days.
Yeah, I was going to say you didn't have your radio voice.
No radio voice today. James Earl Jones voice today.
That's right.
Well, I'm glad you're here. Real quick for our listeners, the website is reunionbank.com.
Yes, sir.
And I tell you what, I was doing a little homework on you to kind of know what your bank's been up to. And I have to confess, I was surprised. I didn't realize you had so many locations.
Right. We've seen a significant growth since we opened, David. The bank originally started in October of 2008 with two branches, one in Tavares, which is our corporate headquarters over in Lake County, and the second branch is in Port Orange. And we've seen significant growth in this Volusia County market. We've been really pleased with it. We opened the bank with $18 million in capital originally. A lot of it raised in Volusia County. We have a lot of shareholders here, and four of our directors are from Volusia County. So got strong roots here. And because of that growth, we're just under $200 million in assets as of today. I think you're 195.8 or something like that. So that's a number I look at on a pretty regular basis.
Well, there you do.
But we're really excited. We're opening three new branches over the next 3 years. The first one being the one that you mentioned here across the street in Ormond. I'm very excited about that. May 1st is our opening date. I noticed they were finishing up the roof today, the tin roof.
I've been amazed at how quickly they're built. I mean, there must be one heck of an incentive on that contract.
It's all about the rent.
Yeah, every time I go by, they're like ants all over that building. And now you can have a little... Any type of grand opening? Have
some
hot dogs, or you know,
we'll have probably several several grand openings. The first we'll invite our shareholders, and like I said, we have a lot of faithful shareholders here in Volusia County. We actually raised an additional $4.6 million for these three new branches. We just raised that capital over the last 6 months. So after Ormond, our next branch is going to be in St. Augustine with an opening date in 2014.
Okay, that's not far away.
No, and then we're slated to open a branch in the Maitland, Winter Park area the following year, 2015. So that capital's earmarked for those three offices, and we're really pumped about how business is going.
Now, what about in Kissimmee and Orlando? You have branches there as well?
We've got loan production offices.
Okay, good,
yeah. And that's kind of we've got a loan production office run by Chad Bowling right now up in St. John's County, and he'll be the county president up there when we open that office. Same thing in Orlando, and then Kissimmee, we've got loan production offices in both sites. So the guy who runs the Orlando office will be the one who will have the office opening in 2015, so... Yeah, it's been a really nice growth. You know, our focus is on you know, tending to small business customers. We're kind of a niche bank in that regard. We don't really try to compete too much with the big boys, but we handle a lot of the small business customers and then the folks who own those small businesses and then their employees. And then we'll obviously handle, you know, consumers within a short radius of our bank. But like here in Ormond, you can't throw a rock without hitting a bank here. So you've got to have a focus. And that's it's been a nice focus for us.
That's good. I was going to ask you that, and you beat me to it. I was going to say, what makes Reunion Bank different? Because there are a lot of banks around. And, of course, there are what you said, you know, the quote-unquote big boys. And some people like that. Some people don't. I tend to like the more personal service, and I think a lot of people do. You have the different banks, and they have their different angle, if you will. But so yours is a big focus on, ironically, big focus on small business.
Right. And you know, there's six guys on the senior management team that all left a big bank originally to start this bank and raise the capital and put everything together. And the reason behind it was we just felt like we weren't able to really serve our customers. We've got a handpicked staff of bankers that we've all worked with over the years, and the level of and quality of service is definitely what sets us apart. I know everybody says that, but
it's our people that make us different, right?
That is absolutely the key. And my kind of strategy has always been that, you know, your teller is the person in your bank who touches the majority of the customers on a daily basis, and that needs to be where your primary focus is. I mean, I'll talk to customers in a day, but they'll talk to, you know, 20 times more customers than I will in a given day. So making sure that they're happy and understand our service quality levels and how we need to treat customers is a big key.
Well, help our listeners understand this, because I think a lot of people wonder about with banks and how they work. You mentioned the different locations. So how many total employees do you have at this point?
Right now, we've got 17 employees working out of Port Orange. Okay. And that includes all of our operations, loan and deposit operations. And then we've got another 7 employees over in Lake County. So I think we're running a total of like 24 or 25, depending
okay.
on the day.
So it's a good size staff already. And then for the Orman location, when you open, how many people do you think you'll employ there?
Starting out, we'll have 3 full-time folks, a manager, an assistant manager, a full-time teller. And I'll also be in that office at least 3 days a week as we get started. I'll be going back and forth between there and Port Orange. And then we've got a young lady that'll be spending half of her time between the 2 offices, you know. So
back and forth.
Full-time employee, yes, but she'll be working both sites.
And then you know what? Ellen's telling me we need to take a quick break. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back and talk some more. Mark Chastain is with me, Reunion Bank. They're on the move. They're growing. And I'm glad he's in the studio to talk a little bit about what's going on at the bank. We'll take this quick break and we'll be right back.
What's your dream? Play golf every day of the week? Turn that hobby into a new career? With careful planning, you can make it happen. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your no-obligation consultation. At Holland Financial, we want to help you take the first step towards making your dreams a reality. That number again is 888-747-7526.
And we're back. Mark Chastain has joined me in the studio. Just my new neighbor here soon. I think you said May 1st.
Yes, sir.
Very good. And I wanted to ask you, though, a couple things. You'll have a, will there be a drive-thru?
Yes, 2-lane drive-thru.
All right.
And
is there a passing lane if I'm in a hurry?
There is. There's an outside passing
Can
lane.
Can we go 3 wide like at the Speedway? No. So you'll have that. And then what about any type of service for the businesses? Do they just come down to the branch? Anything special for businesses in terms of deposits and all that stuff?
One key to our success, I think, has been that we offer a courier service. The courier runs out of Port Orange currently, and a courier runs out of Tavares. And we make runs as far north as St. Augustine on a daily basis. So
wow.
A lot of our customers enjoy, you know, using the courier, but we've also got a product called Remote Deposit Capture.
I've heard about that. That's
pretty
cool.
And it's just electronic scanning of checks.
Yeah, tell our listeners and hopefully your customers how that works.
Well, I think most people picture when they take their check to the bank that the bank takes it and sends it to the Fed, you know, and then it clears or, you know, that just doesn't happen anymore. It's all handled with electronic copies of checks. So what you do basically is cut out the middleman. You go online and there's a scanner, a little check scanner. You run your deposits for the day through the scanner. Obviously, you can't deposit cash, but you run your checks through there. You hit send, it comes to the bank, and it runs through the work just like it would if you bring the checks to the teller.
That's so cool. Now I have a lot of people that come up from South America with large briefcases of money. How do I handle doing that?
As far as cash goes?
How do I deposit that? Can we do? No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding, ladies and gentlemen. All of our transactions are in cash. In fact, nobody writes checks ever to Holland Financial. They always write them to the institution where the money's going to go.
There you go.
You know, Fidelity or insurance company, yep, or whatever the case may be.
Absolutely.
All right. So that's, you know, that's a key service, because I think a lot of people are like, you know, especially business owners, and look at my business. I have a controller, but he also wears other hats. You know, being able to do that easily and efficiently, does it cost to do that, or is it part of the service?
You know, there's a cost for the scanner, but the majority of the time, if you're talking to a high volume business, we'll just go ahead and we'll eat the cost of the scanner.
Nice,
you know,
very nice.
That way. But it's on a, you know, it's on a case by case basis. But I think you'd be surprised. There's a majority of our customers, especially that aren't near the branch, that use it. That
really?
Big business.
Okay. So. Well, maybe we're a little behind the times. We need to get our scanner.
Absolutely. Let me know. I'll have one here.
Yeah, I'll bet
morning.
You will. That sounds good. All right, Mark. Very good. Mark Chastain's in the studio with us today, ladies and gentlemen. He's president of Reunion Bank, overseeing the final completion of the new Orman location, and they have been working fast and furious. Now, speaking of running, we got to get this in.
Absolutely.
If we don't, we're both going to be in trouble, right? There is an event that you, Reunion Bank, is very much behind. You're big supporters. In fact, Reunion Bank is a big supporter of a number of charities. I'll mention just a few of them. Futures Education Foundation of Volusia County, the Chase Academy, Lake Sumter Community College Foundation, Lake Community Foundation, Educational Foundation of Lake County, and Lifestream Behavioral Center of Lake and Sumter Counties. And last but not least, the Tomoka Brave Strong Healthy 5K Run Walk.
Yes, sir. We are we're really excited to be the sponsors of this event. We were in the sponsor last year and took part in the inaugural event. And, you know, one of our focuses and keys of being, you know, a part of a strong community is to be involved with the youth sports and things like that. And we always sponsor youth baseball and softball teams in Port Orange and up here in Ormond Beach. And like I said, I was at this event last year, and I just really got a lot out of it, and I think the kids had a great time. It's going to be another – it looks like the weather's going to be perfect, David, so I think it's going to be another neat event. And we're just pleased to be able to put our name on it and be a part of it, and I'm sure it'll be a continuing partnership for years to come.
Excellent. And to sign up, it's not too late. It's a 5K, so what is that, just over 3 miles?
Yes, sir.
3.1. To sign up, racesmith.com, and they can go there. It's this weekend coming up. Saturday, February 9th, check-in is at 7:15 a.m., and the race starts promptly. Is there a gun or something that goes off?
Oh, yeah. This okay. is the real deal.
Real, yeah, it goes off at 8:30 a.m., and then, of course, the award ceremony follows. Now, do you get out there and you run that race?
You know, normally my wife and my middle daughter run it, and I kind of stand around and handle more of the marketing and that kind of that arm of the
business. You have to remind them, hey, I'm working.
Exactly.
Right?
This is hard work.
I'd love
to
run with you, but I got to work.
Well, you know, and another thing too, David, is that, you know, they hold the event right down there at the library.
That's
right
very
on
cool.
the river. And it's just a neat location. There's a lot of kids down there, and it's a neat family day. It's got a really cool vibe. So, you know, we're just excited, like I said, to be a part of it. It's going to be another really good time.
Well, I was a part of it last year myself. I was out there and I had a bike that I rode around and kind of checked on everybody. You know, it's kind of like instant quasi security, checking on the little ones, making sure they're all, you know, not getting anybody's getting off the track. But no, it's a good event. So if you haven't heard about that or you haven't signed up yet, Saturday, February 9th, 2013, coming right up at 7:15 a.m. is check-in and 8:30 is the race. To register, www.racesmith.com. So you and I are good.
We've covered the race.
We've covered the race, and we're not going to be in trouble at home anymore.
That's right.
All right. Another quick break. Yep. Another quick break, and we'll come right back. Stay tuned.
There are hundreds of annuities available in today's marketplace. How can you know if one is right for you? Certified financial planner David Holland answers this question and more in his educational booklet on annuities. To get your free copy, call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN. The annuity booklet provides a plain English explanation of the different types of annuities so you can decide if one is a good fit for your situation. Again, that number is 888-747-7526.
And we're back with Mark Chastain, Reunion Bank president, and soon to be my neighbor across the street from Holland Financial, the brand new Reunion Bank in Ormond Beach. Website, reunionbank.com. Okay, so we talked a little bit before the break about some of the things that make Reunion Bank different. Obviously, a big emphasis on business, but you can also help individuals with their personal situations. So talk to me a little bit about some of the, you know, for the, either the business owner or just for individuals, say, hey, I like the convenience of your bank. I go to Holland Financial for my financial planning needs. I'm going to be nice just to go across the street to Reunion Bank for my banking needs. So talk a little bit about some of the individual services you offer.
Absolutely. One unique thing about our bank is we're not really fee driven. And that sort of makes us unique in the current banking environment. None of our deposit products have any fees associated with them. There's no, you know, minimum balance requirements or anything
like that.
And that's true for our business accounts and our personal accounts. A lot of people really enjoy that. From a convenience standpoint, one of the things that a lot of our customers like is that our ATM card and debit cards are accepted at all Publixes with no fee. So it's the equivalent of having a branch, you know, at least from an ATM standpoint, you know, 3,000 branches or whatever statewide. So I think that's a neat concept. That's one thing people like. So we rarely have folks that say, well, I can't find an ATM. As long as they're in the state of Florida, you know, they're going to be okay from an ATM standpoint without any service charges. Like I said, the fee thing makes us unique. And other than that, pretty much banking products, you know, banking is a fairly homogenous business. Again,
the service is the key.
Absolutely.
The savings, the checking.
CDs.
You've got lines of credit.
Absolutely. And home equity lines of credit. Home equity line of credit. Personal lines.
Personal lines.
And do car loans.
Car loans, excellent. Stuff. And then for the business lines of credit?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yep.
Build out loans, owner-occupied financing.
We do owner-occupied, do not.
I'm trying to think of everything.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, across the board, I think you'll find that our product offerings really, like I said, it's a fairly homogenous business, and we've got just about everything. The one thing I do want to point out is from a first mortgage, a residential lending side, we don't have a mortgage company per se. But for our customers, we just refer them to a broker or to another, you know, partner.
So you work with them and you work with them, partner on that process.
Absolutely.
That's good. But for people, they can definitely look at the home equity lines of credit, things
we
like
that.
We
do a lot of that. Yeah,
that's good.
A popular product tied to prime, so it's very low interest rate. With prime being at 3.25% right now, people are taking advantage of the equity in their homes if they happen to have it and borrowing at a really low rate.
How do the terms work for a lot of those? Are they basically just a standard line and you have it and you have to pay it off once a year? Or?
Yeah, it's a 10-year product, line of credit, and you use the equity in your home. We'd obviously take a look at an appraisal, probably have it appraised every year and a half or two mm-hmm. years just to make sure that the equity is still a bit there. But other than that, it's a 10-year deal where you're
That's
paying
nice.
Interest only, and then the end of 10 years, you figure out where you're going to be and what you want to do.
That's convenient.
Absolutely.
I haven't seen that. You say it's homogenized, but I haven't necessarily seen that, or at least other banks haven't talked about it. That I've seen or listened to.
Yeah, like I said, we've got a lot of customers that take advantage of it, so
that's
it's worked
good.
Out well for us.
That's very good. Interesting stuff. If you're just joining us, Mark Chastain's in the studio with me, president of Union Bank, overseeing the final construction of this monolith over here on Granada Boulevard. It's a beautiful building. I'm looking forward to getting a tour when you get it done.
Absolutely.
I want to come over and take a look. Reunionbank.com. One more quick break, Ellen, and we'll come back and talk to Mark some more.
Creating a world with less cancer takes a team effort. It takes survivors and caregivers and regular folks like you and me who all unite at Relay for Life. This year, nearly 4 million people nationwide will come together to celebrate, remember, and fight back. We're the American Cancer Society, the official sponsor of birthdays. Visit us at relayforlife.org.
And we're back with Mark Chastain, president of Reunion Bank. And, you know, the thing we haven't gotten to yet, Mark, and I know this would be interesting to our listeners, is let's talk about the banking industry, I guess, as a whole, or where banking is after all the stuff it's been through over the last several years. You know, we had the major financial crisis. We had a lot of real estate, just hammer banks, bad loans. Fortunately for you guys, you came in 2008, kind of at the tail end of that. So what do you see about the industry as a whole? Maybe the role of community banks, and then what things look like going forward.
Absolutely. Well, we talked a little bit about it during the break, but you know, having opened the bank in October of 2008, it was right after the crash of the market. And so there were quite a few loan opportunities that we probably would have taken advantage of, you know, land loans, some larger, you know, subdivision type loans and things like that, that we decided to pass on after 2008. From a community bank standpoint, the market's completely different in Florida because they're not issuing bank charters anymore. So we were the second to last bank that was issued a charter in the state. And
so they're done. That's it.
Well, I'm not saying that they're done, but they just haven't done it.
Well, tell our listeners what that means. What does it mean? You know, when you say bank chartered, people say, I don't know what you're talking about. Explain what that means and how a bank needs that to operate.
Right. Well, you know, the bank charter is basically a license to be a bank.
Okay.
And you get the charter through the state and also through the FDIC, which are the ones who insure the banks. And although it's historically a pretty arduous process, you know, there's a lot that goes into it, looking at the directors and the pro formas of the banks and things like that. Since the big, you know, financial meltdown, in order to open a new bank in Florida, you've got to buy a bank. And so we feel like that puts us in an enviable spot. There's a really, to get back to the community bank side of things, there's a really nice market there for all of the community banks. You know, some of these guys, especially local, are still working through some of the difficulties from real estate loans and things like that. You know, when the market corrects 60% or 40% or 50% or whatever, you're going to take some losses. We've been in an advantageous situation because of that, and we've just tried to make the most of it. But I think the community banks and the service that they give, and like I said, you know, just from a fee standpoint, the community banking model is a different kind of model, And I'm confident that the community banks in this market and all the way up to St. Augustine will do well as interest rates slowly begin to rise. And I don't see that happening anytime soon.
Well, that's the next question I wanted to get to, because everything I see, I don't see rates going up very quickly.
No, for the last, I think, either 3 or 4 years, the window's been 2 years. You know, well, in 2 years, this is going to happen. In 2 years, this is going to happen. 2 years. We're still hearing it's going to be at least another 18 months to 2 years before we see an appreciable move in interest rates.
Now, that's based on what the Fed does and sets the rate, which is the discount rate, which affects, the prime rate. Yep. Now, one of the things that doesn't necessarily hold true, though, is you've got that interest rate affecting what may happen with your lending and also what you may pay for CDs. But a different rate, of course, might be what the market demands because of treasuries.
Absolutely.
And so we might see, if there's ongoing concern about our U.S. debt or the S&P wanting to lower our credit rating for the United States, you could see treasury yields go up and, change some of the bond market, but rates over here on CDs and loans may stay the same.
That's right. And that's going to be an interesting thing to watch, David. Absolutely.
See, I pay attention, Mark.
Oh, yeah. You do. You know what you're talking about. The Fed's key number is the unemployment rate.
Yeah.
Until it gets down to 6.5, I don't see him.
But I don't see that in 2 years.
Yeah, I'd be surprised. But again, 2 years is the number that keeps getting sort of pushed down our throats.
Maybe they'll say, okay, 2 years has gone by. Okay, unemployment 6. All right. Well, you know what, Mark? I think we're about out of time here. Mark Chastain has been our guest. He's been very patient with me and my voice being a little crackly. Reunion Bank, reunionbank.com. And we'll be looking forward to seeing you in Ormond with the new location. And of course, make sure you get to that raysmith.com to sign up for the Tomoka 5K. Thank you, Mark.
My pleasure.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.